And welcome to ABC D-Bags. I'm Bradley D.
Back again.
And we're back again. They didn't cancel us.
They didn't cancel us. We got a second episode. Yes!
Syndication already.
Who'd have thought it?
Who would have thunk it? We are back, and we are better than ever. I'm rested. I'm good to go.
Man.
I'm Bradley D.
Man. I'm Tony B.
And we are here to entertain you with the alphabet, our letter today.
We're not here just to entertain, though. We're here to educate as well. So if you're having a problem with your alphabet, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you the alphabet out of order because that's the best way to learn things.
That's the best way to learn things. That's how you're going to learn it. Don't learn it with a rhyme that everyone else knows. Learn it out of order.
Put it to a song.
last episode is A, because we started off correctly with A. We decided to jump around and do G this time.
Yeah.
Because why not?
We got our 26-sided alphabet die, and we roll at the end of – well, we didn't roll at the end of the last episode, but we will now that we have one, and we will randomly select a new letter each episode.
Correct. And we are doing G. And by the way, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just
okay.
Fine.
I just clicked on something and you went crazy, so I didn't know what was going on. Okay.
So well, you push my buttons, I'll go crazy, man.
Don't push me. Don't push me, man.
So push me, man.
So today's letter is G, like I said before. And you would think we would come up with something interesting with G, correct? But instead, we decided to talk about the board game, Guess Who? Because that's awesome. So,
because who doesn't like a little board game in their life every once in a while?
And who doesn't like putting together a board game for 10 minutes?
Because they're completely easily accessible for
even
children nowadays.
He knew that we were going to do this episode.
Hey, okay. It's been a long week, and I forgot which letter we were doing, and I wasn't prepared, all right?
Yeah, I thought we were doing, Z, but what do I know? Okay, Q, or not Q, we're doing G.
I don't even know.
Okay, G is for Guess Who, and Guess Who is a two-player, me and you, we're two players. It's a character guessing game created by Aura and Thea Coaster. And it was first...
not their name.
That's their name. Aura and Theo.
Aura and Theo.
Theo, yeah. Theo, my boy.
Theo! Oh. Get the wooden pot.
And it was first manufactured by Milton Bradley in 1979. So it's not that. It's about as old as some people I know. Not me, though. No way. Okay.
No, of course not.
But it's now owned by Hasbro. So it was owned by Milton Bradley, but now owned by Hasbro. So each player starts the game with a board, which Tony and I each have a board. Now, Tony is in Chicago, and I'm all the way here in Omaha, Nebraska. He has a board. I have a board. And we are going to play a game of Guess Who. But here's the gameplay. Each player, in case you didn't know from 1979, if you've been in a coma, each player starts a game with a game board that includes cartoon images of 24 people with their names on each image. Each player selects a card, and then the object of the game is to be the first to determine which card the opponent selected. The players alternate asking various yes or no questions to eliminate the candidates, such like, does your person wear glasses? Does your person have a hat? The player will then eliminate the candidates by flipping those down, yes or no. Well-crafted questions allows players to eliminate one or more possible cards. Very simple. Says the advertising of Guess Who. In the United States, advertising for the board game often showed characters on the cards coming to life and making witty comments to each other. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember. Yeah, no! Yeah.
This caused later editions of such ads to carry the spoken disclaimer, game pieces do not actually talk.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Like some idiot kid was all like, oh, I got a game of Guess Who, but it's not talking back to me.
And I'm going to write why. Milton Bradley an angry letter, and then I'm going to ask Dear Abby what I should do.
I don't know why the 10-year-old kid sounds like a 40-year-old gangster, but he does.
I know. What the hell was that about?
So, I've no clue. I'm 10, and I'm playing Guess Who.
I'm 10. I'm 10 over here, does your and person, my game pieces aren't talking.
Is your person Ricky? Ricky the Fish? All right.
Ricky sleeping with the fish.
So actually, Guess Who had some controversy to it, if you can believe it. It was a criticism of lack of diversity. An issue that had plagued the most recent history of the board game is perceived bias towards white characters and male characters. A 6-year-old actually sent a letter regarding that there were 5 female characters that she was able to pick from, and Hasbro responded with a statement that Mary Sue was hilarious and awful. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, you didn't care what she said? I don't know. The children's mother pointed out that the physical differences in the humans was the whole point of the game. Yeah, Sue. It's the whole point of the game, Susie.
Susan, shut your trap, Susie.
The original version of Guess Who featured only one non-white character, Anne. In newer versions of the game, Anne was redrawn as a white woman. So Anne was whitewashed.
God, they whitewashed Anne.
They should just keep her. I mean, why would they do that? Ugh, whatever.
Why would they? I like that they chose to whitewash her out instead of, like, actually adding in more diverse. They're like, no, we're not going to add in more diversity. We're gonna just whitewash it all.
Yeah, we're not going to add any more females either. We'll just make her white. We don't care.
Just make her white.
So like I said before, Tony, you've got a board. You actually have the red board.
I have the
blue board. But it doesn't matter because you actually have both boards. Because I had to give you, I had to send you the whole thing because of the cards.
Right? Yeah, we got to have the cards.
So obviously. I looked at my box and I think I have a generic one because mine says Guess Jew. Are you? And it's like it's characters from like it's Jewish characters from television. Are you Jerry Seinfeld?
You got me.
You got me. Did you ever notice that that game Guess Who only has one female character?
That's what I love that first version too. It's like. Like, you could be like, are you not white? Yes. You're Anne.
Are you... like... knock the board. Are you Anne? Correct.
It's the shortest Guess Who game ever.
Yeah, I'm Anne. Correct. So this might fail. This episode actually might fail. We don't know if this was going to work. But Tony and I aren't going to necessarily give you... normal questions like, is your person wearing hat? We can ask that question, but I thought we'd ask more adult questions, if that's okay with you. Yeah. I think that the listeners will catch on once we start playing. We also might get the same character or we might not. Who knows? This podcast, some of these episodes might not work. We don't give a shit if they do or not. We're here to teach the alphabet out of order.
We're here for one reason only, and that's to teach the alphabet out of order.
To confuse kindergartners about the alphabet. And I think we're doing a good job. All right, I'm shuffling my cards. Are you shuffling yours?
I'm shuffling the shit out of these.
Shuffle the shit out of them. These people are getting sick because they are shuffled.
My game pieces are yelling at me to stop. They're getting so dizzy.
Stop. Don't touch me there. All right, I'm done. I'm pulling a card, and it is a great card. I love that card. You got a card?
Ooh, I got a card. It's my favorite card.
All right. And I think the youngest should go first, and that's you. So.
That's me?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 97 years old, so.
I was not aware. Wow, you don't look a day over 83. Okay.
This is great podcasting, by the way. These people cannot see our boards.
can't even. No, I was just thinking that you can't think.
So let's do a visual. Let's do a visual episode on a podcast. Let's do that. Sounds like a great idea. All right, go ahead.
That's a great idea. Okay, let's start out with. Is your character were they once a man but no longer?
I don't know. Let me check. Okay, you mean like transgendered?
Yeah.
I can't really see the Adam's apple. Okay, hold on. No, I'm gonna say no. Okay. And these are very subjective questions, so we are probably not going to get the correct.
I was gonna say this is not going to go well.
All right.
I can tell already.
I'm gonna ask my question. Would your person be deported by Donald Trump? Very good question, by the way.
I was gonna say probably. I would say no. I don't think so.
You would say no, they're not. Okay.
They would not be deported.
I'm gonna knock some down. Here we go, okay. All right. I'm good to go. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, if you and your character had the same job, would they be paid less?
Yes, they would.
Oh.
Very much so.
Very much less.
That is very good question. Very good question.
I think that's knocking down. Ooh, that's a... No, okay, well, they're not... Okay. Oh, my God, that actually knocked down a lot.
That knocked down a lot? Okay. I think this one's going to knock down one person. Okay, ready? Does your person look like a gay Colonel Sanders?
Well, actually... yeah, I think he does. No. No, but I'm gonna go with no.
Is your person Colonel Sanders?
No.
Okay, you said no. Okay, so I'm gonna knock down that one person. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That got rid of nothing. I've still got like 22 tiles up. Great visual for our listeners.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I'm down to four. I've only got four left standing.
You got four?
That Shit. Last question knocked down a lot.
Okay.
Okay, so I would say does your person look like they would be I'm trying to think how I want to word this. Would your character be a witty sidekick to a gay TV character
yes.
who drinks martinis
yes.
all the time?
Martinis? Yes? Martinis? No.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, not martinis, no.
Oh, no. Shit.
All right.
I think I've had to put that one down then.
Right.
Okay.
Would your character... Oh, God. I can't believe I'm asking this. Ugh. I gotta say... I know what you're doing. You're like, can't ask that. would your person march against the KKK in Charlottesville because it's very important to them?
Boy,
because
that's a tough question.
Because of who they are, because of their skin color.
No. So no. No.
Okay.
I'd say no.
You say no. Okay. That gets rid of some people. Oh, I should have knocked you down a long time ago. Trump would definitely get rid of you. Okay. Oh, that knocked down some few. Okay. Go ahead.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. I'm down to three now.
Three?
Bullshit. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sure. True. Let's see. Does your person look like? Oh my God! Wait, I got. Wow. Does your Does your person...
Use describing terms for our listeners. Describing terms. Okay, go ahead.
Does your character look like they are constipated?
That's a hard question. Yes, they do.
Actually, that was a bad question, because now that I'm looking at them, they all look constipated.
Yeah. Yeah, I could ask the same one and knock no one down. And
yeah, that was a terrible
And I've got
question,
19 left. They all look constipated. These, you know why they all look constipated? They're fucking on a board.
And
they're all like, I got to go to the bathroom, but you keep knocking me down.
I don't have a lower half of my body, so right. I can't even do...
Does your person look like a four-time Academy Award winner named Meryl Streep?
No.
Okay. That helped me none.
Does your character look like they were... they just missed the cut for the Golden Girls?
No, but that's a good question.
Down to two.
You're down to two? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Does your person look like a villain from Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Ooh, I would say yes.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on.
Say yes
boom,
to that
boom,
question.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I'll keep you. Boom, boom. This is all subjective. So now
is all subjective. I mean,
I'm
this...
down to three now. So we're probably going to get it wrong.
Because
a villain might not be you. So go ahead.
Exactly. How many did you say you were down to?
Three. I got three.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, I've still got two left. Okay, so... Does your person look like a stereotypical French person in a Jerry Lewis film?
Oh, God, no. No, not even close. No.
Okay. I'm down to one. Do I guess?
Yeah,
guess. Okay. I'm going to guess you are Claire.
No, I'm not. Sarah. I'm Sarah.
Oh. Of course. I don't know what that means.
Are you Ashley?
No.
You're not?
I'm not Ashley. I am Richard.
You're Richard? Richard looks like Let me see.
I think Richard looks like a... Hold on. Can you see it?
No, Richard looks like a gay Clue villain.
Well, yeah, but not a gay Colonel Sanders. But I think he looks like he could be a villain.
He looks like a hipster. He's like a hipster or like a 40-year-old trying to be a hipster.
Yeah. For our viewers, Richard is a bald man with a curly handlebar mustache.
Right.
And then like a soul patch goatee, but then a full beard underneath and a black turtleneck.
I can't believe you weren't. I was Sarah, and I swear you were Ashley. I don't know how I got like that out of whatever. All right. You ready?
Dude, I don't even have a Sarah.
You do too. You have a Sarah.
I don't have... Oh, wait. No, I don't have a Sarah on
do.
My board.
You have to have a Sarah. I have a Sarah.
I don't have a Sarah.
What the fuck do you mean you don't have a Sarah?
I have a Susan.
No. Hold on. Let's see if I have a Susan. Okay. No, I don't have a Susan.
Do we not have matching boards?
Do we not have matching boards?
We don't. Here, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Okay, hold the shit up. Okay, ready? Okay. I'm going to read off mine. Okay, ready? Let's just play another game, and then we'll read.
Let's just play another round and see what happens.
Who gives a shit? It's not if we get it correct. It's the questions. Right?
I don't have a Sarah.
You have a Sarah. You have to have a Sarah.
Well, maybe Sarah hasn't come out yet.
Do you have a Joseph?
Hold on. I don't know why I thought by resetting the board, I would just throw them all down again.
Like, maybe if you reset the board, you'll get a Sarah.
Maybe I'll get a Sarah if I reset the board.
That pops up.
Who'd you ask me for?
A Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you have that, Joseph?
I have the Dreamcoat, but no Joseph. I have a Joe.
Mean?
We don't have matching board.
No. Well, I told you I have guest Jew.
You have guest Jew.
I'm the generic.
I have
guess
Trump
who. No, let's play another. Let's do you think another game?
Another round.
Yeah, let's play another round. Let's play one more. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
You go first this time.
I'm shuffling. I'm pulling. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, shuffle those up good because obviously this is gonna make a difference.
Obviously, it'll make a difference because I don't have a Claire. But you have a Claire, and I don't have an Ashley. Or no, I have an Ashley, but you don't. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have an Ashley.
Okay, my question is, does your person have the same haircut as Mr. Potato Head?
No.
Okay.
Well, which haircut of Mr. Potato Head? Because you could switch his hair out.
Like, without hair.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Let's see. Does your person? Oh, shit, what do I want to? I'm looking at my board now.
I think you're frustrated because you're like, wait, I think he has a different board.
I'm still looking at Ashley.
Playing Guess Who? Maybe he's not even playing.
I've got a Scrabble board here. I thought we were playing Scrabble.
I'm just making up names. Ha ha. I'm not really playing.
Yeah, I can't even. I
you
can't
spent
even
10
board,
minutes
so.
Putting together your board, and I don't even have one.
You don't even have one. You're just fucking with me. Okay. Would your character eat food out of a garbage can?
No.
Okay, you're gone.
I want to know who you shoved down. Who did you knock down? I just want to know. All right.
Do you want me to tell you?
I mean,
no, I can't tell you.
We probably have different boards.
Game.
Okay.
It's going to ruin the game.
All right. Would your person be seen at a Trump rally?
No.
Okay.
No.
Boom, 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 boom. Daniel, boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Does your person, would they smuggle drugs in their anus?
Well, I think they would, but normally okay. I don't think that they would. So I'm going to go no on that one.
You're going to go no on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to go no on that one.
Okay, you're gone. You go back up.
That's what she said.
Hey-o. Hold on.
You know how to play Guess Who, right? I just told you how to play it at the beginning of the episode.
No, I wasn't.
You keep
wasn't
knocking
listening.
Stuff down that you shouldn't knock down. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going for it. Does your person menstruate?
No.
Straight up. Okay. You said no. Your person does not menstruate. Boom, boom. 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 I apologize for that question. No, I don't. I don't apologize
don't.
For that question.
Don't apologize for playing Guess Who. That's how you play Guess Who. Does your person... Oh, my. Would your person direct a musical?
That's hard. No. Oh, no. The person wouldn't direct a musical. No.
Not direct a musical.
No.
Okay. So you're gone. You're gone. You are definitely gone.
What are you down to? I'm down to like five.
Ooh, I've still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I've still got 13.
Jeez, lucky number. Okay. Does your person look like Don King?
No.
Okay. Boom. Do you have anyone that looks like Don King on your board?
No. I was going to say, I have no one that looks like Don King.
This is screwed up. I told you, this might not work.
I think I got gypped out of this one. I want the Dog King version.
Goddamn. Go ahead. Ask a really good one that will knock some shit down for you.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I'll have to... Would...
Go all out.
Okay,
who cares?
Okay. Would your person use roofies in a drink?
Yes.
Yes.
Flat out,
ooh,
yes.
Okay. Oh man, okay, so you're gone. You're gone.
And what I mean,
you're gone.
And what I mean, yes, is that he would probably roofie himself. And I just told you the gender, so there you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty much
good. I mean, that's probably the gender right there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Does your person
I gotta knock down a couple more. Hold on. Well, jeez, chill out, bro.
Sorry, why don't you go wind to Claire?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Does your person look like a shark on the TV show Shark Tank?
No.
No? All right, it's not you. I got a better version than you.
You do. You have a much better version than I do. Oh, my God. That's great. Okay. Does your... is your person... Do they look like an actor from the 70s?
No.
No.
Good question.
You're gone.
Good question.
You're gone.
Does your person... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nope,
how many
you're good.
Got? Okay,
I'm
got
I'm down to four.
Does your person look like a Mario brother?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're down two. Okay. Sorry, Daniel. You're done. Okay.
You're done, Daniel. Okay, does your person... Look, is your person dressed as Pinocchio?
No, not even, no.
No?
No.
You're gone.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, oh my God. Oh, how do I say this correctly? Okay. Do you remember that movie Coming to America, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Eric LaSalle from ER was on that. And he had like a Jerry curl.
Yes. Right?
Would your person use Soul Glow? Not just Soul Glow.
Soul Glow. No, he does not use Soul Glow.
Okay. Oh, are you Connor?
Who?
Are you Connor?
No.
You
definitely
have to
not
be
Connor. I don't have
that's
a Connor.
That's the last one up. We played the rules, I'm guessing.
We played it by the rules. It has
you
to be.
You have to be Connor. Please tell me you're Connor.
No. I'm
Do you
wrong.
Have a Connor? Who are you? That's not even my picture. Look at my picture.
Who are you?
I'm David.
That's the Joker face. That's
David.
The, what? What the fuck is that?
It's David.
Wait, what hold you... it. I can't even see. It looks just like a giant smiley face. Oh, they're like I got a bad picture.
It looks
okay,
like,
he's got
okay.
a beard.
He's ginger beard like you.
Yeah, he's got a big ginger beard.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a ginger beard.
What do you mean
guy.
You have to? That's how it works.
We got different versions
okay.
of this game.
This is fucked up. Okay, hold on.
That's so crazy.
Okay, this is what we're gonna do. Okay, ready? I'm gonna tell you the names of my people, okay? Do you have a Liz?
Nope.
Okay. Liz to me looks like Retta from Parks and Rec.
No.
Okay. Nothing. Okay. No. Go ahead. Nothing. You give me one.
Okay.
We'll go through the whole fucking thing until we figure this out.
I know. I have Alfred. Do you have an Alfred? Alfred looks like a sleepy Sam Elliott.
No, but I thought that's what Sam Elliott always looks like.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't... it just looks like Sam Elliott.
I don't have an Alfred at all. I got a Rebecca who looks like Tori Spelling.
No. Well, actually, I guess I got Susan. She kind of looks like Tori Spelling.
Does she? Let's find that card. Okay, hold on. So I can show you. Okay, I got Rebecca. You got Susan? Do I have a Susan?
Susan.
I got Ashley. Okay. Where the hell are you, Rebecca? Oh, there she is. Look. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Can you see mine?
Yeah, see, we got totally different
Yours looks like Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Lonnie Anderson. Yeah, that's even better. Yeah, she does look like Lonnie Anderson.
Rebecca, I got Elisa. Do you have Elisa?
No,
Okay, Lisa looks like Leah Michelle. Okay, do you have a Gail?
Nope.
Gail looks like Gail. Okay.
Gail looks like Gail.
David is the one you don't have that we already and Connor, you don't have a Connor.
Don't have a Connor.
Okay, Connor looks like he sunburned too much. Okay. Kate, do you have a Katie?
No.
Okay, Katie is actually modeled after Katie Holmes. You don't have a Katie either? Are our whole boards different?
I think the whole board is different.
The whole board is different.
Do you have a George? Do you even have a George?
No, I don't have a George.
How do they have such different names for all these games? Like,
I don't understand this. We played it correctly.
We played it correctly. We should be guessing.
I don't even have them. They have shirts. I don't.
Why would you make so many different versions of Guess Who?
Like, people have shirts?
People have shirts? Yeah, mine don't.
They're just heads. They're just heads floating. No, mine don't even have shirts.
Yeah.
They're just creepy heads floating around. Look at that. Look at this shit.
Disembodied heads.
Look at that fucking shit.
Yeah, all
I'm
of
done.
My people have turtlenecks on. Every single one of them.
They have turtlenecks on?
Yeah, everybody's wearing a turtleneck.
Wait, this is the Mr. Potato Head thing that I was telling you about?
Oh, it is a Mr. Potato Head.
This is, let me tell you, okay? This is the Soul Glow guy. Right there.
I love it.
This is the guy that looks like a Mario.
Oh, he is
brother.
Mario.
We played it correct.
We played it correct? Why did we not guess who? How did we not guess who?
Okay, that's screwed up. That there's two different versions of Guess Who out there.
Well, I wonder now how many different versions of Guess Who are out there. Is it different?
Do you have your box there? What's your box say?
It's in the other room. Hold on, I'll go grit. I'll get it. I'll be right back.
Meanwhile, I'll sing Zoot Suit Riot. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Waiting for Tony to appear. Zoot Suit Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Riot. Throw back a bottle of beer. Oh, are you back?
Okay. Back. All right. So,
Okay, read what it says on your box. Does it say, maybe I have do I have the more racist one than you?
I think you have the racist one. Because my people are very diverse. I mean, mine's pretty white.
Okay, look at it. Does it say original?
It says features original art and gameplay.
The fuck? Why? Mine's probably not original.
Yours isn't original.
Mine's extra crispy.
Mine says features original art and gameplay.
Okay,
like,
this did
how
not.
Do you, how, what kind of gameplay is
okay,
different?
This
it's
did
guess
not
who.
Work. This did not work. This failed
this,
miserably.
This failed miserably, and I love it. We just played Guess Who, and we didn't even have a matching board.
We didn't have a matching board. How many people can say that? How many people can say that they have a podcast where they play Guess Who? And not only did they play Guess Who, but they played Guess Who with different boards, thinking that maybe their boards weren't different after the first time when you said that you had a Claire and I didn't have a Claire. And we just went with it.
We're just like, you know what? We'll play again. Jesus. It'll work the second time.
well, you know, and like we said, you know... some of these episodes are going to work and some of them aren't. I kind of like it when it doesn't work.
This was amazing. This was fucking great.
Like Colonel Sanders in a way, kind of. I don't know. Here he is. Here's the Colonel Sanders guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's there totally gay Colonel Sanders.
Gay Colonel Sanders. Oh, totally.
Like he is like a southern, I'm a southern boy.
I have no people of color. I have
no people of color. I kept asking color questions.
Yeah.
That sounded bad that I just yelled that.
One lady's wearing a beret, so I'm guessing she's supposed to be French. And then there's like Franz, and then I have Alex, who is, I guess, supposed to be some kind of Spanish.
Do you have
and
Max?
Max
do you
looks
have
Italian.
Max?
That's it. That's it.
Max
and everybody
was always
else
like Italian.
Like,
I don't even have a Max. I remember Max. What kind of board game did I get? Hold on. Let me look at it. Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah. Mine's the generic one. It says, guess boo on it.
Guess boo.
So I think these are all ghost people.
Oh.
Totally makes sense. No. Yeah. It actually says guess who on it. You even saw it. It says guess who.
Yeah.
We got two different boards. That's fucked up.
That's.
I'm writing Hasbro and I'm getting my money back.
I love the fact that you like. Because Bradley D actually bought this for me and had it sent to me just so we could play this. And I love the fact that you bought me one and sent it, but you didn't bother to buy yourself one from the same place.
Because
like
I thought,
you went to a different place to
no,
get
it. I went to the store and bought mine.
Yeah.
I thought it would be easier for me to just get mine at the store because you live in a big bad city of Chicago. I thought I could just easily go to the store. I was trying to help a friend out. And look what I get. I get this shit of a board. Like, are you sure you don't have a Sarah?
Let me check again. No, I don't have a fucking Sarah.
All right. Well, that concludes episode 2.
Yes.
Which was a complete failure.
Oh, wait, I got Sam. Is that close to Sarah?
I don't. Sam is a guy. Why would Sarah be the close?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Why would Sarah and Sam be close? One is a guy, one's a girl, Tony.
Well, I hope you all learned a little something about G.
Jeez.
That was fantastic.
This episode is C for cheated out of money.
Cheated out of money. Guess who? Guess who got fucked? should we roll the die and
see
what?
Yeah, I think so. Because that was just that was uncalled for. There's no reason for that. Yeah. Okay. All right. What were we doing? Rolling the die? Oh, yeah.
Rolling the die. See
okay.
What the next
so I remember you said you were going to buy a die. So you have a die?
Yep. I got the giant die over here.
Okay.
Well, it's not giant. It's a regular size die.
That's what she said.
It's high. Okay. Here we go. And I'm rolling it. Ooh. Awesome. Can you see the next letter?
No. What's it say?
You want to read off our next letter to our viewers?
Is that W?
W. That's a W right there.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to randomly shuffle my guess who cards.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to pull two of them out. Ready? I'm going to go, I'm Daniel. And I'm Andy. And this is the Daniel and Andy show. Ha ha. Today we're going to do a guess who episode. It's probably gonna work because we're awesome. Fuck that.
Oh my god.
So I guess we're gonna do W. We'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out later. But yeah, so tune in next time for our exciting, wonderful world of W. And let's hope it goes better.
I'm sure, because this is the second episode that it worked. I'm sure episode 3 is going to work too.
There's no way that can fail.
No way. So, all right. Say goodnight, Tony.
Good night.
All right. Keep learning the alphabet.
Seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another.